the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Would you rather, Joe, win a golf tournament?
Well, that is...
like John Daly style, like no one's ever heard of. Just Joe Gossman is on
Wait,
the team.
Really? Okay. Because that's big.
Win an Olympic gold... Oh, and your prize is $1 million. Or win an Olympic gold medal.
In what?
You pick.
Well, I mean, at this...
walking. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, then golf.
No, rock climbing.
Rock climbing. Even though that's... at this point, possibly the least lucrative of the Olympic sports for now. Actually, I can't say that. I'm sure there are others that are way less lucrative, but it's not like swimming, you know.
Okay.
Where everyone knows you.
Mm-hmm. Although at this point, you got to get like 8 or 9 to mean anything. I don't think the idea.
That's true.
Well, I mean, who do we still talk about when we talk about, you know, swimmers and endorsements and money? It's, you know, Michael Phelps,
Katie Ledecky.
Name the latest big swimmer from the last Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't watch the, I didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't exactly. Really. But you would have if someone was going to win 8 medals or 9 medals.
Probably. I would have heard about them eventually. Yes, it would have made its way to me.
But I do love that I love the thought of being John Daly in real life. Well, he is in real life. But I guess I should have said.
You could be.
I guess I should have said Happy Gilmore. But I love that. Is like, that is also a dream to like wear Hooters Zubaz to Augusta, you know, and like smoke and drink and hit balls off of girls' boobies or whatever the hell he does from his trailer in the parking lot.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Someone breaks into your home.
Okay.
Weapon. Pointed at you.
Mm-hmm.
They say you can get out of this with no harm or injury to you, no loss of property, but you have to choose one food from a local convenience store that your boyfriend Stuart will go get, bring back, chew up, and spit in your mouth. What is it?
Swiss cake roll.
Well, it seems like you've thought about this. Steve, how about you?
That's not bad.
Same thing, but it's still Stuart.
Local convenience store or
local convenience store. And it's still Stuart, by the way.
Oh, still Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Anything.
Yeah, probably like.
Get off my man.
I'll go peanut M&Ms.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Joe, same question for you, but you can only choose from hot food available in the middle of the night at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously cheeseburger tube.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't even be any different.
It wouldn't be different. That is literally what someone does. It's just mechanized. Like, it's just a food chewing machine that spits meat and cheese into a tube form, and then I eat it. Those were good.
Mm-hmm. They were.
At the time.
I can attest to that.
I mean, it's disgusting, but those were good.
But then it goes double tubed, because you're going to, Stuart's going to have to put it in his mouth and chew what's in the tube, and then put it. And you.
I've never tried that. I don't mind the thought of a double tubing at least once in my life.
Doing some DT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some DT in.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
If you found out that you had a stalker.
Yeah.
But she was really hot.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
You've seen that movie where the lady who doesn't like bunnies.
It always turns out good.
And you,
I don't like bunnies either.
You knew she was going to get arrested and be gone for a while, but you had a chance to have sex with her one time before. Would you?
God.
She's really hot.
Okay. So like Victoria's Secret model hot, like that kind of hot, like crazy hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. Going away for a while, like forever, maybe. But just a while, like, you know, 5 years or something. She's still going to be crazy when she comes back. And now she's going to, like, own me.
Yeah, but
she's going to own you. What do you think? It's like Patty from The Jerk?
Well, she's going to think she owns me. Yeah. She's going to come back and do terrible things to me.
Maybe, but, I mean, you know. Probably.
Probably.
Maybe. Sometimes they quit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are nothing would happen to her.
Yeah.
This is all figment of someone's imagination.
Oh, yeah, I'll do
way
it.
Out there.
Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, who could resist?
Come on, get in there.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Do it, champ.
I mean, you didn't say how she was crazy. Maybe she just collects too many dolls or something.
She's stalking you.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty clear definition.
Well, some people
said that, though?
Some people that aren't that crazy might stalk. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, worth the trade-off for some real arm candy.
Joe.
Yeah?
Have you ever worn a condom when you were treating yourself like an amusement park just to see what it was like?
Yeah, I think, I don't remember if I wore it. I mean, I've certainly tried them on and used them when I wasn't with someone.
So that's that, yeah.
But I don't think I amused myself while wearing it. I think I just used it like...
If you tried it on and used it, I think you did amuse yourself.
Not with it on. I think I just kind of used it at the end.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you do that if you don't have to?
I don't know. The internet asked.
I don't like the feeling of my hand. That's why I have those two boxes of latex gloves. I never told you guys. That's the real reason. I actually like greasy food and pine tar on my hands.
Steve.
Yeah.
Would you rather be half your weight or double your weight?
Half.
What would that put you at, like 80 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Kelly would throw you all over the studio. She would beat your ass.
Oh, man.
She'd be like, I'm a little brother. Or like, little.
Like real little.
Just beat you up all the time.
Kelly.
Yep.
Would you rather be able to throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball or dunk?
Oh, man, there's an opening on the Braves.
I think a 100-mile-per-hour fastball.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Because that might get you into, like, the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
But
if
you can dunk, you still have to go to the WNBA.
I know.
You're not even going to get to that. You're a party trick.
Are you kidding, though? But if Kelly could do it, every time she did it, it would be a news story.
Yeah, but she still can't dribble or shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to.
Post up under the net.
Yeah.
Well, how do y'all know I can't do that?
There are lots of people who can dunk. Do you think everyone who can dunk makes it to the NBA or the WNBA?
No, the WNBA.
Yeah,
but I mean, look at, like, you've got, like, the best player in the world is what? Brittany Griner, right?
She's really good, yeah.
Like, it was a news story because she was the first woman to dunk in a playoff game.
Yeah.
And she's like 7 feet tall.
She's 6'7".
She should be able to dunk. Why was that notable?
Yeah,
it's more of a story that she couldn't for so long.
Spud Webb could dunk.
Isn't there a hoop set at like 6'5"?
No, the hoop is the same as men, 10 feet. Oh. Ball's a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, which did you choose?
I don't remember. I chose the fastball.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Throw things fast.
You ever see that movie about the kid who broke his arm and can throw fast?
Oh, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Henry Rowan Gardner.
There's not a movie called that This Lady Can Dunk.
But maybe there should be.
You get your own movie. You get all sorts of stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
You know. The trim, the endorsements, more movies possibly, depending on if the franchise
Rachel,
works out.
What's up?
You're going to have a night of anonymous sex where you'll never see the person again.
Okay.
Would you rather the man be a cowboy or a pirate? And I'm not saying dress like one. I mean they believe they are a cowboy or a pirate.
Wow.
So they are dressed like them, but it's not a costume.
You know, she's thought about this on those various days of the year where people have to talk like either one.
So you're talking
ever seen
like
a cowboy ride a horse, though? I feel like I gotta go with cowboys are kind of hot.
Yeah, are you talking like Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball?
Kind of, yeah.
Where you just dress like it, but you're not really one.
Well, you talk like it, yeah. We're not gonna get a Somali pirate for
Or like Captain Jack Sparrow? Like, are we thinking like Pirates of the Caribbean?
That should be the case. Like a modern day pirate. I am your lover now.
Nah.
The thing is, most places you go, you can almost always see some guy who's wearing a duster coat and boots. I mean, it's not that
uncommon.
Yeah, but
do they actually believe they're a cowboy? Like, woohoo! Rootin' tootin', Rachel, let's get to it!
Oh, so you're talking Yosemite Sam.
Oh, yeah. That's less cowboy.
They're practically silly.
Yeah, okay, so you mean like an insane gun slinger.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Cartoons.
The obvious answer here is cowboy.
I still would, too. I pick a cowboy over a pirate, too.
Cowboy.
100%. No questions asked.
I like that I asked Rachel. And I was like, I got to get in on this opinion.
I do.
I have been wanted to get rode by a cowboy for so long, and I've just been waiting to tell people.
Yeah. That's why they tell you, you know, save a horse.
First person to spit in their hand gets me.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Not me.
I mean, sure, it would be nice to have a peg leg shoved up there, but man, oh man, cowboy, lasso me.
Oh, take everything off of those booth, please, sir.
Ted Lasso, more like bed lasso, am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd try.
Why don't you give me your six shooter?
On the other hand, I have thought about having the captain hook me.
question from the internet. Kelly, do you think hot wings is turned on by getting fish hooked in the mouth by a strong woman?
Definitely.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which fictional character would you like to beat the living daylights out of?
Oh, my God.
Like, they fight back, and they don't cry, but you are just dominating. Like, they might get a couple licks in. Maybe you get a scratch on your neck, you know. But overall, you're pummeling them.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I feel like there's been so many over the years, but I can't think of any right now. Like, maybe Lenny from Of Mice and Men, because he just couldn't stop what he was doing. Like, dude, you want to live.
You chose something too literary. I've heard of that.
Smart and obscure.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't pick anything from Jane Austen now.
Hot Wings, who would it be for you?
Oh, Joffrey. From Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
Hands down, 100%.
That's the
I picked
first
a better
pick.
One. Yours sucked.
Yeah, Joe, way to pick something no one knows.
Well, mine does suck because I actually feel bad about it in my mind right now. I just
couldn't help it. But yeah, Joffrey was just knowingly
anything.
A pud.
Yeah.
God, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, who would you pick?
Kendall from Succession.
Really?
I want to punch him in the face so bad. It's on HBO.
Are you
HBO
watching the
Max.
Current season?
Yes. He's got such a punchable face.
Oh, he does.
I want to punch his
and
face
boy,
so
when
bad.
When he thinks things
him.
Are going well for him, he is the most insufferable thing I've ever seen in my life.
Tricked you
and like,
again.
When he's a loser, he's sympathetic. And then as soon as you think he's going to win, it's the best show on TV.
Oh,
Steve,
yeah.
What is the fictional character you would beat the living crap out of?
The fictional character?
I just thought of somebody more recent.
I just thought of somebody from Ted Lasso who I just finished.
That's what I was
watching.
Just thinking.
Nate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I'm behind. Why?
Well, we can't tell you why.
You're in for something.
But that's what I just said. I thought of somebody more recent.
Yep. Oh,
You picked it.
Nate?
Nate the Great.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This person writes, Deb from Dexter. She's the worst, even 10 years later.
Oh,
she was
man.
Stupid.
Wait, was Deb the sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said I looked like her the other day.
Ew, gross.
When we were doing those celebrity lookalike things on Facebook.
I think
Facebook.
That's a good one, isn't it?
No, she's very attractive.
I didn't think she was.
I mean,
I think
she's
pretty,
annoying and
but
dumb. But
exactly.
Maybe that's
why. I didn't like
why.
Her on the show, so I didn't care for that comparison.
Maybe that's why they thought of you.
You look like her in personality.
You look like her essence.
You remind me of how stupid she is.
Now everybody's like, no, this person's worse. David from Lansing says, I would beat Blippi senseless if I could. It's not a fictional character. That's a real human, but I stand with you, Ted.
Well, but that's a character. Blippi is a character.
Yeah.
Though, I mean,
but
so
that
I think
human
that,
that's inside
oh,
would
yeah,
really
but
not
still,
like it.
I mean, you know, you're asking for it.
I
mean, Nate's a real human.
Joffrey's
a real human.
Caillou, if it's okay to beat up a fictional kid.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
I definitely would have beat up Jar Jar Binks back in the day.
Yes.
Like, that would have been pretty fun.
I would almost feel bad about it because he's so stupid.
That's true.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.